He loved color and he let it show. In the Amsterdam Museum, I was feeling bad and looking for a way not to be so sad. I felt the feeling from the paintings on the wall, and Vincent van Gogh was with me in the hall. And he loved life that way. His paintings said things that paintings seldom say, so bad that the world had to know. He loved color, he let it show. By Van Gogh, did the sorrow show? Did it hurt you from the wall? Did it follow you down the hall? Because he loved life like that. You look at those last paintings and you'll get kinda sad, so bad that the world had to know. He loved color and he let it show. Vincent van Gogh, Vincent van Gogh.
A veces pienso que aquí todo es seguridad, una seca castidad, donde antes fue ardor. Pero ahora es mejor. Oh, ya, ahora es mejor. De vez en cuando estoy suspirando por el pasado y mi vivir que me ha dado. Quizás tenía más color. No, ahora es mejor. Oh, ya, ahora es mejor. Guitarra. A veces pienso que estamos demasiado arraigados, demasiado sosiegados, cubriendo nuestro desamor. No es así, ahora es mejor. Oh, ya, ahora es mejor.
Not enough. I won't ever forget, no, the red dress you wore that night. You see Don Moretto, the night go, yeah. Ice down, could we on the rocks? And I had the Air Max from Fairfax, whoa. Still sinking like cinder blocks. And now the ragtop 560's still running. But don't feel quite the same without you. So just paint my picture in the book of broken hearts. I had so much love to give to you. And now I don't know who to give it to. So just paint my picture in the book of broken hearts. I got to find someone new.
When I was 14, Salvador Dali was there for me. I was having nightmares all the time. But he was my guide to the dream world, to the dream world, to the dream world. He had the inside and outside feeling, above ground and underground at the same time. I am the terrifying skies. They were my guide to the dream world, to my dream world, to my dream world. Okay. Well, when I was 14 and depressed, Dali said freedom to me. I was having nightmares all the time. Oh, but he helped take me inside my dream world, my dream world, oh, my dream world. Yeah. Oh, well, I was 14. Salvador Dali was there for me. Dali opened doors for me to the dream world, to the dream world, to the dream world. Tell him. Thank you.
soft. I keep my body limp and I move with the wind. I'll go where it bends and let go of the expectations.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Well, you know, this being away is getting me down. And you know, it's a cloudy day in this lonely town. I used to see your smile nearly all the time. Summertime, but like an early frost, it just disappears in the frozen ground. And you say it will be alright, another day will bring someplace to run. Oh, and you say love's the one delight. Get to see the summer sun. Well, we're on the run. We know a branch broke off my favorite tree. Someplace to run. Oh, and you say there'll be time for us when everything is.
And you say there'll be time for us when everything is said and done. Oh, and you say love's the one delight. I hope we'll get to see the summer sun. The ride.
I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Uh-huh, I said, watch me. I got it, uh-huh. I said, watch me. Uh-huh, yeah, I got it. I got something that makes me wanna shout. That tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I wanna try myself with you. I got soul.
These are the darkest hours we're ever gonna keep. I can't embrace this solitude. I can't erase the distance from you. Stop for your touch. I don't know what to do. The madness all around, so absolute. Suffer softly, suffer sweet. These are the darkest hours we're ever gonna keep. Suffer softly. Here in a world turned upside down, with no little comforts to be found. Devastation so pure. Will this heartache ever be cured? Suffer softly. Taking its toll, my heart grows weary, my feelings grow cold. Suffer softly, suffer sweet. These are the darkest hours we're ever gonna keep. Suffer softly, suffer sweet. These are the darkest hours we're ever gonna keep. Suffer softly.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Talked to Roxanne at all. We hung out a week ago. She says she's sad but doesn't understand why you had to let her go. Yeah, she looks so surprised. I'm not trying to take sides.
because you know that you're dear old friends of mine. But you really fucked up. It's just basic stuff that you'll learn in time. But how's she gonna take it when she learns about her replacement? In the blink of an eye, you've erased it from your mind. I've never seen you so happy before, and I think that it's for real. You said you've fallen in love and it's cute, I just wonder how it feels. Cause you got a head start, went straight for the heart. You're telling me she is perfect, kind and smart. Well, I'm sure that she is, but does she know what you did? And were you really ever planning to tell her? Cause how's she gonna take it when she learns that she's the replacement of a love that could make it? Or maybe she's the one you waited for. I told Roxanne she's better off as the impartial party does. Hell, I told you the same because we both know it's true enough. But did you see a shift? Were there any hints, or was there somebody else she questioned? Well, I couldn't say yes and I couldn't say no, so I'll just play the idiot. How's she gonna take it when she learns about her replacement? Her life's too short to fake it.
Yeah. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I can't believe she bought it. Thank you. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. We're coking a dollar bill.